As a Boy Scout, we were told to be prepared. Unfortunately, being prepared for an unexpected event that may happen once in a lifetime doesn't really allow a photographer to be ready. You set off early in the morning hoping to find Chinese water deer as their rut takes place in the winter around January and come back with a few deer images, but with images that you only ever read about and never expect to capture in the wild. Yes, I was extremely happy as I saw the results of what 10 minutes could achieve while visiting Strumpshaw Fen in Norfolk. It had been a very windy day, gusting to more than 30 mile an hour, so there was very little bird life on the wing. But, ironically, the strong winds hung out a bittern like a kite which appeared to hold station in front of me. As the day progressed, the wind started to ease. But it had been relatively slow. The deer had shown occasionally. The bittern was a bonus, but there were no otters sighted. And then my photo buddy, Aid Hinchcliffe, nudged me and pointed to the reeds to our right. He'd seen movement, and hanging at the top of three reed stems was a harvest mouse. Now, the typical images you tend to see of this tiny and delightful creature on the heads of wheat are almost all studio shots, and while they will happily feed on corn and other seeds, along with berries and insects, the fact that this little chap had climbed up 4 feet reeds was probably to escape a predator. They also have extremely good hearing, so dropping to the ground when you're in a reed bed for cover isn't usually the best option. So up it climbed. Two things then occurred in quick succession. One, the sun came out, and two, I removed the camera from the tripod and found a better position resting on a wooden post. Now, the challenge of taking a picture. It was still a little windy, the reeds in the foreground kept covering the subject and fooling the focus. But a little perseverance and manual focusing allowed me to get my once-in-a-lifetime shots. As you can guess, weighing in at just 5 grams, a little bit more than a 5 pence coin, and on average 60 centimetres long, being warm-blooded means these little mammals are constantly on the go finding food. This species of mouse is the only one in the UK that weaves its nests from grasses well above ground level, between 30 to 100 centimetre, such as rushes, grasses, crops and bramble. They can have between 2 or 3 litters a year between May and October, and cold weather can increase mortality of the young. The litters usually number 6. The young are born blind and hairless, but with very rapid growth will be exploring by day 11 and will be left to their own devices a week later. With a lifespan of around 18 months, they have a lot to get done. Another small subject also captured at the same site, but not on the same day, was the bank vole, darker in colour with ears often not visible and slightly longer. The images offer a good comparison of the two smallest mammals in the UK.